All right, we got Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op on the phone with us. Mr. Sorrell, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually wanted to get a hold of you. I haven't talked to you since, I think, second week of rifle season. You guys are an official deer check station. Wanted to see how this year ended up, get a report from the western end of the UP.
Well, like everyone else, Adam, we were a little bit down from last year. The deer were bigger, the ones we got. Yeah, we were a DNR check station also, where you got your successful hunter patch. And, the numbers were down. The deer were bigger, the ones we saw. Not as many in the 3.4, you know, that kind of range there. The mature bucks were, we saw some really, really nice deer, and I know I sent you some pictures.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the way it finished out.
Well, did you see a significant percentage less of deer compared to last year, or was it just a little bit lower?
No, I got to say it was significant, because a lot of the people, let me start by saying there were pockets. The Waters Meat area did real well. The Canton Trout Creek area, they did real well. Some of the guys by Ontonagon did well. I mean, so from talking with the hunters, they had to put in their time, you know, to get their deer, but they did. The good hunters eventually got some. So again, the numbers were down, and I would say, you know, I'm going to say 30-40% down.
From last year?
Yeah, yep.
Last year wasn't that good.
Yeah, so that ought to let you know. Our camp usually, you know, we'll take three or four deer, and we only got the one.
Well, you alluded to the fact that it sounds like a lot of hunters, you were seeing a higher age class of buck, just like everywhere else in the UP this year, though.
Yeah, the DNR, well, I had the biologist in here the other day, and they were saying, you know, instead of 23%, it was up by like almost 47% for mature bucks. So that's significant, and I think that showed up in our end, too.
3.5, 4.5-year-old bucks.
Yep. The few that I got a chance to see and the age, that's what we were seeing. Yep.
Well, we will continue with Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing in our next Outdoor Report. Talk a lot about predators as well as muzzleloading season. See how things are going on the west end of the UP for black powder hunters, too. So stay tuned for part two coming up in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Right here on the Outdoor Show.